ideas bubbling, Claire. Yes, that's the one downside. I have more ideas than I have time in the day. But I love it. Enable better discovery of podcasts. Allow interactivity from the fan to the creator and creator back. And then monetization. Allow the fan to pay the creator, or the creator sometimes to pay the fan.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
Sam, we're going to talk a bit about you this time.
Oh.
I know. This podcast series is all about the practicalities of how to use and get the most out of the True Fans app. But I think it's also useful and interesting to understand the person behind this initiative and the experiences that they have had that make them believe they should be the one to make it happen. That's you, Sam, by the way.
Why me is the question, I guess, Claire. So I've been involved in the technology industry for about 35 years. I started out with Microsoft, Netscape. I've run global corporate companies like Gateway Computers. And I've done five startups before this. And if anyone knows TechCrunch, then I was involved in starting TechCrunch. So I've got a very strong, deep technical background, and I love finding new technologies and new ways of doing things. And podcasting has been very much a 20-year project, but it hadn't changed much. And so in the last two or three years, podcasting 2.0, the upgrade to what podcasting can do, came about. And I was really excited to find out more about it. It was brought to the market by Adam Curry, who invented podcasting, and he came up with some of the new ideas. I really liked them. And the best way of implementing those is to build something. So I decided to build the app, and I loved what it was actually doing. And it's so different to what other apps do. And so over the last 2 years, we've been building True Fans, and now we're ready to tell the world about it. And I think you'll find that some of the things that it can do will make podcasting not only just easier for you, but a lot more fun and rewarding.
And are you still excited for what's happening with True Fans now and what can be happening in the future? Do you still have ideas bubbling?
Ideas bubbling, Claire. Yes, that's the one downside. I have more ideas than I have time in the day. But I love it because audio doesn't change. We don't affect the audio itself. So, for example, a creator produces the podcast, and we don't make that audio any better or worse. It's what the creator delivers. But what we wrap around it is ways of discovering and helping you guide through that audio. So chapters are a great way for you to jump to sections of that audio. Transcripts are great ways for you to read along with that audio. But as a listener, you might also want to do things like write private notes as you're listening, or you might want to share some of the information in a clip to your social media network. All of these things are now possible using True Fans.
Brilliant. And one other thing I just wanted to mention about you and about True Fans is that you are committed to making it easy for everybody to connect with listener and creator alike, enhancing what can happen with podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, my three goals are to enable better discovery of podcasts, allow interactivity from the fan to the creator and creator back, and then monetization. Allow the fan to pay the creator, or the creator sometimes to pay the fan. And it's about podcasting that pays. We're looking at all the different ways that we can help generate money, but also fans to use their time and attention and get rewarded. Sometimes it's in tokens, money, and sometimes it's in exclusivities. Things that the creators may offer them where the other fans will have to wait, they might get it early. So there's lots of different ways that we want to make people's use of True Fans rewarding, both as a creator and as a fan.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks so much for listening. there are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into, and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the FanZone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.